Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Day two training camp here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm across the street from Lambeau Field. We'll be heading in that building in a little bit to hear from Brian Gutekunst about the acquisition of Randall Cobb, and I'm sure he'll be asked about everything Aaron Rodgers said yesterday. And in the meantime, chatting with you fine folks. This will be a shorter episode today. Got a lot going on across the street that I got to get to, but I never want to leave you guys hanging. Always up to talk some Packers. Packers fans worldwide, and always up to talk about fantasy. That's Underdog Fantasy. I hope you've checked it out. If you haven't, Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app, draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 right now in bonus cash if you use code CHEESEHEAD. That's the code CHEESEHEAD. When you make your first deposit, you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. Who doesn't like a chance to win $1 million? Get on that, people. Good morning, everybody. Big B is here. You know it's a chat when Big B is up. What's up, man? Jeff, thanks for the super chat. What's the buzz inside the organization concerning Love? I've heard really good things, but I've never seen him play a single snap. I think they like what they have, and they like the promise, but that's all it is promise and potential at this point. He made some nice throws yesterday, had some rough plays as well, but that's the nature of being a young quarterback in the NFL. But, yeah, I think they're pretty excited about the possibility of transferring to Jordan Love after whatever happens with Aaron Rodgers this year and in the future. Last night I ended up on the PUP. Nice. Looks like beautiful weather in Green Bay today. Ed, what's funny is that it's gorgeous right now, but there was a big storm front that came through, and it was pretty gross last night. TKM is at his post. What's up, TK? Good to see you, buddy. Did anyone ask Rodgers if he has more empathy with Favre now? I don't think he ever expressed a lack of empathy for Brett. He has said several times, in fact, I think it was a couple times last year, that he understood where Brett was coming from a lot more now. Being the old guy of the building. Aaron, do you think an organization can be effective letting players dictate personnel decisions? No, but I don't think Rodgers will be dictating. And I think that was pretty spot on what he said. I've been critical of Rodgers about, certain things when it comes to, the organization and his place in it back when he was pining for Jordy Nelson. And making it very clear how upset he was that Ryan was moving on from Jordy. I wasn't a fan of that stuff, but what he said yesterday made a lot of sense in regards to wanting to be in on the conversations, not necessarily having final say. He even said his words, that's not what he's looking for. But the idea that he wants to be in the conversation after 16 years, I think it makes sense. The idea that you look around the league, you look at the other star quarterbacks, and they are usually involved in those conversations, and I don't think that's a crazy idea. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Complicated fellas in that front office. No doubt about it. What's your gut on him being here past this year, percentage-wise? Rounder, I give it a 20% chance he's here past this season. First meal once you arrive to Green Bay? Oh, for me, it's always the butter burgers at Kroll's right over there. I can't live without them. Your mileage may vary. Goody having another presser today is a mistake. I hope he isn't going to respond to Rodgers' presser. He's having a presser because of the acquisition of Randall Cobb. And look, we can't spend, which lots of us did, the entirety of Ted Thompson's tenure bitching about how he's never available and then have a general manager who is actually available when he makes moves and then say, oh, I don't want to hear from him. He's not responding to Rodgers, although he will undoubtedly be asked about stuff that Rodgers talked about yesterday. The reason he's making himself available is because of the acquisition of Randall Cobb. That is why. Tell Corey to say hi, damn it. Ben, I think Corey might still be in bed. So I don't think he's up for saying hello at the moment. Have I had Kringle yet? Matt, I am Kringle. No, I don't know. I love Kringle. Grew up on it. My mom used to make it. So amazing. What do you think about Cobb coming back? What will he bring to the table? A receiver that Rodgers trusts implicitly. And gives them a little bit of variety and versatility along the offense. A true slot receiver. Obviously, Amari Rodgers is going to be groomed for that role eventually, but having a guy who can hit the ground running and offer everything from the slot, I think is going to be effective. I'm not going to say he's going to be here and be some insane, you know, production machine, but I do think it adds a nice wrinkle to the offense that they didn't have last year. I love the addition of Kelly at tackle, lots of depth there and familiarity with Matt LaFleur. Yeah, Eric, news was fast and furious yesterday. Dennis Kelly, basically a swing tackle. He played right tackle for the Titans last year. Good player, not a great player, but I tell you what, he provides, you know, instant veteran depth at either side at tackle. And that was a spot, you know, Yo Schneiman notwithstanding, that was a spot they didn't have a ton of depth at. So I think it's a really nice signing this late in the process. Hopefully we see him out there today. Is it just me, or did watching Tay's presser seems like a rerun of Jerry Maguire, show me the money? Man, he's earned it. I mean, I think we should just be, you know, thanking our lucky stars that he's in the building and practicing. I'd totally understand if he sat out. Now, of course, the new CBA means that if he does sit out, that's $50,000 a day that he's fined, which he can probably make up on a new deal. But, you know, I'm glad he's here. But I understand him wanting to get paid. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, it's completely understandable. What grade would I give Aaron's camp and Green Bay's front office and all of this? An F. I failed them all for wasting my fucking time all summer. How's that? Will Cobb be at practice today? I hope so. I mean, he flew in last night. You saw his Instagram. He had a shot of Lambeau Field from a plane. Presumably, obviously, was in the building yesterday because they announced the acquisition, which means he signed whatever he needed to sign and he passed the physical. Packers always wait until a guy passes his physical before they announce anything officially. So that would mean, A, he's here, and B, he's passed his physical. So I would suspect, yeah, we'll probably see him out there today. I hope. Watching Cobb highlights honestly brought a tear to my eye. Ben, I'd be lying if I didn't say same. Are players still getting COVID tested every day? No. Unvaccinated players get tested every day, but we don't know who's vaxxed or unvaxxed. But if you are unvaccinated and an NFL player, you get tested every day. Yes. What is the path to sign 17? Is it a long deal with a huge signing to make him the highest? Well, they're going to have to. They're going to have to figure out a way. I know they don't want to. They want to acknowledge or deal with Hopkins' contract down there in Arizona, but they're going to have to some way. Is Cobb under contract for 1 or 2 years? I don't know if there's been a contract adjustment from the deal that he had in Houston. Got to wait to find that out. It's going to be a cap personnel train wreck at the end of the season. Going for broke, baby. I mean, it already was when Brian made all the moves to kind of keep this group together back in the spring, you know, pushing all that cap into 2022. You knew this was it. This was the last ride with this group. Next year, and Rodgers alluded to it yesterday. Next year, there's going to be a lot of pain due to the salary cap. Do they know what the cap will be with the new TV deals? Not yet, Matt. I know the TV deals don't kick in until 2023. 2022, the cap will go up, but it won't be, you know, significantly. I mean, it won't be enough for them to basically keep everyone around. But yeah, 2023 is when the big money hits. What are you going to ask Goot today, Daniel? You're just going to have to wait and find out. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Sorry if this was asked, but can Cobb practice right away, or is there COVID protocols he has to follow? Depending on his vaccination status, which I would suspect he's probably vaccinated. So if he is vaccinated, he can practice right away. I have faith they won't let Adams walk. Colby, you know, I asked Brian about it yesterday, and he point blank said, you know, he's a very important piece of what they're trying to do. I'll be shocked if they allow him to walk. Russ Ball will figure out a way. We are either keeping Adams or Alexander, not both, and that sucks. I disagree with that sentiment. Rock Nation, a representative from Rock Nation, Jair Alexander's group that represents him, was in Green Bay yesterday talking to Brian and Russ. So I think they're starting to talk, you know, big contract, and obviously there are a lot of puzzle pieces you got to put together there, but I think they'll get both done. I kick ass, man. Thanks for the super chat. Why can't they just turn off the salary cap? Have they never played Madden? Indeed. But, you know, it's, you know, people talk about like the heartless nature or like whatever, but, you know, making tough calls like letting Corey Linsley walk are what enable them to then continue to sign guys to second contracts like Jagger. You know, now obviously they're not exactly similar contract wise, but these are the calls that you got to make as a general manager. You know, that sucked not being able to bring back Corey. They're going to have to suffer through probably a year of a rookie center. You know, we saw Rodgers and Josh have a mishandling of the snap, very first play of a team yesterday. I think Josh can be a good player, but he's obviously not Corey Linsley. But these are the choices. These are the, you know, things you got to do if you want to keep your core together. Corey served them well for a long time. But Brian made the choice that it was time to move on. I think it was the right call. People are acting like it's a guarantee that this is 12's last year. I see it as not a definite. Well, you know, Justin, he did say he's not closing the door on anything, but he's also leaning into the idea that this is the last dance, quote unquote. So, like I said earlier, I think I'll give it about a 20% chance that he sticks around. Will we re-sign Z? That's a good question, Mike. I think he's on the back burner for now. You know, their priorities are Adams and Jair. I think Z could be cut next year. He could be a salary cap cut, and that sucks. Again, it ain't show friends, it's show business. How rusty did A-Rod look at practice yesterday? He looked like a guy who missed the offseason. Yeah, he wasn't sharp, but you wouldn't expect him to be. Go Pack Go from Virginia. Go Pack Go from Green Bay, man. Thanks for checking it out. We're making tough calls like letting TJ Lang, who was injured and out of the league in a year, Rodgers, great QB, bad GM, even with hindsight. Yeah, I mean, I appreciated what Tom said to Aaron about, you know, your calls would have been wrong or whatever. But, you know, I think Aaron's talking about something a little bit more than just what those guys produced elsewhere. And don't forget, I mean, anybody who plays with Aaron Rodgers is going to be putting up better numbers than they do anywhere else, most likely. TKM, thanks for the super chat. With the Butterburger, curds or shrooms, Pappies? Always curds, yellow curds, and a side of cottage cheese. That's how I roll. What if Love doesn't show promise? Are Packers too proud to admit wrong and extend Rodgers? I don't think so, but Love has looked good so far. We'll see. Go Pack Go. Thanks for the super chat. 20% chance is better than Domoski's 5% chance that turned out dead wrong. But wait a second. How do you know it's dead wrong? Maybe that 5% just materialized. You know? Guys, go easy on Rob. Rodgers can't leave next year. He would look like the villain without hard digital or physical evidence on the front office. What is this, a spy movie? I mean, he'd look like a villain. If he leaves next year, it's probably because they trade him. They would look like the villains. I don't agree with that at all. How did Love look in practice yesterday? He looked good. You know, some ups and downs, young quarterback and all that. But as I wrote in my camp notes, he had the throw of the day. Beautiful up the left sideline. Looked like, I think, a wheel route to Amari Rodgers, threaded it right through. I mean, there's blanket coverage, and he put it exactly where his guy could get it. It was a gorgeous play. But then, you know, you come back a couple plays later, and he has a scramble where he tries to hit Sternberger, and he totally misses him, throws it at his feet. You know, so you got to be patient. You're going to be growing pains, no doubt about it. Stu, that's perfect. Football. How did Slayton look? Fucking huge. He is so monster. He is unbelievable. Speaking of unbelievable, check out this hoodie from VINFL.com. That's VINFL.com, Vintage Football League. This is an Acme Packers hoodie. You can wear it year-round. It is fantastic. And if you head to VINFL.com, enter code CheeseheadTV, you'll get 15% off. Come on. You want to look stylish as hell in that hoodie. Look at that thing. Be sure you check it out today. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. I'll be back this afternoon after practice. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the people calling me from everywhere. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I'll talk to you this afternoon. Thanks a lot, everybody.